Jimmy Page.
Say what? Oh, this is Brian. Call me the Hitched Up Reindeer Gardener, coming to you from Ice Station Zeppelin, a.k.a. Ramblin' Towers Dungeon Studio in what USA Today once called Stupid Cold Hesper, Ontario. And you are listening to Ramblin' Radio, episode 127. Ramblin' Radio is the only Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known intranets. Be sure to go to ramblinradio.com for all your Led Zeppelin news, reviews, any links I might mention during the show. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. Is it still playing? Yeah. I'm having real problems with the technical stuff here, folks. You can subscribe through iTunes. And if you go to iTunes, leave a review. It helps the algorithms, Apple's algorithms, find Ramble on Radio. And if they can find it, then it makes it easier for other people to find it. You can listen on Podbean at I Am Brian Dammit. Listen in on Spreaker. Spreaker.com, and be sure to follow Ramble on Radio on Spreaker. If you go to Spreaker, if you're on Spreaker, follow us. And you can also listen now on Stitcher Radio. Also, check out Ramble on Radio on YouTube, follow Ramble on Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and at Ramble on Blog on Twitter. And as promised, I'm trying to put this one on YouTube. This is take three right now. First one, the video didn't go or something. I don't know. It seemed to cut. I was going, and then I got a, I don't know. I just don't know. But I'm now on take three. If this take doesn't go, it's not going to find its way on YouTube. But I will probably continue on. The intro. Now, on the intro, this would be take five if you include the two times I tried to include the intro for the YouTube people. Couldn't do it without causing feedback once I switched to microphones. So, sorry if you're on YouTube. The intro, you could probably find it on YouTube as well, though. Bron YR, from LA, September 4th, 1970, LA Forum, California. The bootleg is called Live on Blueberry Hill. It's called that because they did they closed out the show with the song Blueberry Hill. And it is one of the very few, if only time, Page played Bron YR in concert. It was before the third album was released, I believe, which that song was recorded for, but never made it on. It indicates that possibly they had intended that there was maybe a set list at one point with Bron YR on the third album. But that's where, yeah, they played that the one time, and I'll be talking a little tiny bit about that bootleg later. So that's why I kind of threw it in there. All right, I'm doing some jumping around. I'm weirdly prepared today, weirdly prepared for this one. We do our in history this week, whatever, Led Zeppelin history. And last week we ended with the O2 show, 2007. December 10, 2007 was the O2 show. And so December 12, 1985, piano player Ian Stewart died of a heart attack in his doctor's office. Stewart played piano on Boogie with Stu. He, other than the female singer, Sandy Denny. I think she's the only other person to have recorded with Led Zeppelin, during Led Zeppelin, as a member, you know, non-member of Led Zeppelin, recorded on a Led Zeppelin album. And of course, he's piano player on Boogie with Stu. He died in his doctor's office. Now, normally they say if you're going to have a heart attack, the place to do it's in your doctor's office or in the hospital. But he was in his doctor's office, Harley Street in London, doctor's office, and he had a heart attack and died December 12, 1985. And December 14th, 2005, Jimmy Page received his OBE, the Order of the British Empire. And I've looked this up before, but it's one of those details I forget. I think that makes him a sir, but I'm not positive. Some of those do, some don't, you know. There's different levels of the... it's a knighthood, basically. There's different levels of knighthood. And it may be maybe a knight of the British Empire or something. It's a KBE, and maybe... Robert Plant, for instance, is a CBE, I believe, Commander of the British Empire. On December 15, 2006, Ahmet Erdogan died, age 83. He fell backstage at a Rolling Stones show in London and went into a coma, never came out. Of course, a year later would be the O2 show, was in honor of Ahmet Erdogan. Robert Plant only agreed, you know, he was being... Through the years, of course, opportunities had come up, and Robert Plant always was the one who said, no, I don't think so. And... But Ahmet Erdogan's widow, he was particularly fond of Ahmet Erdogan, was Robert Plant. He's the guy who convinced him to do the Honey Drippers. The last time they had played together publicly as a band was Atlantic Records' 40th anniversary celebration, and that was, again, at Ahmet Erdogan's behest. So Ahmet Erdogan's widow asked Robert Plant to participate in the O2 show. And he agreed. And then they threw it over to the others. And apparently Jimmy Page demurred. It was Jimmy Page's turn to say, I'm not so sure. And it was after meetings and whatnot, it was agreed they would test the waters, dip their toe in the waters, have some rehearsals, see how it went. They were asked to play a 40-minute set. And actually, Cream was the band they had Cream lined up to do the show, if Led Zeppelin didn't. And then they did. Led Zeppelin did some rehearsals and came back and said, "We'll do it, but we'll do a full show. We don't want to do 40 minutes. We want to do 2 hours." And thus was the O2 reunion. That's how it came about, in honor of Ahmet Erdogan, who died December 15, 2006. December 20, 1968. Oh, you know what? This is December 15 too. So, and this is 2000. So 10 years ago, Ahmet Erdogan died. It was 10 years ago this very day. So may he rest in peace. One of the great characters of the 20th century, actually, 21st century. No, 20th century. Yeah. On the 20th of December, 1968, the last date of the first UK club tour at Fishmonger's Arms in Wood Green, London. They would, of course, arrive in 5 days later, Christmas Day, 1968. They would arrive in US for the first tour. And I have a note. I have my little my dates. December 25th, Jesus was born. So yes, Christmas Day, and they did. They arrived on the 25th, 26th. They made their they opened for Vanilla Fudge in Denver. And Spirit, this came up in the this year's lawsuit. Spirit was also on that bill. Finishing out the year in 1968, December 30, they played Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington, as Len Zeppelin. Is how they were how they appeared. And yes, I have it here now. December 31st, 2008, Robert Plant appeared on the Queen's New Year's Honours List, becoming CBE, Commander of the British Empire, for his services to music. There we go. So that's what happened this day, this week, this weekish, in history, in Led Zeppelin history. We got some new pictures this week on jimmypage.com. Previously, and it goes back about 5-6 years ago, made 5 available. They were ones that were archived by the British Portrait Museum, I believe it is, the Portrait Gallery. And they were doing digital archiving, and they kind of 1/1,000,000th or something was the Jimmy Page one, was part of 5 that were being archived by Jimmy Page, of Jimmy Page, not by Jimmy Page. And he made those available as a folio set in proper art, you know, good size, not an 8x10, you know, a picture size, 24x36 or something, or probably 18x24 or something. But, you know, big size print that using silver nitrite paper and really old school photography techniques, high-end paper, high-end quality, and to be treated as fine art, not as just a picture on the wall, but as fine art. And they were £1,000 each. Or you could buy a folio set of 7, or of all 5, that was very limited edition. Only 7 or only 10 were done. And I'm stuck on 7 because that's the price, £7,000. He's repeated the process. He's got 5 pictures. And I'm going to talk about it a bit later. Easiest thing for me to do is say, I shall talk about it later because I have it somewhere here. Where the hell do I have it? But yeah. So I will talk about it in the next section a bit and tell you who the artists are and whatnot. But Jimmy Page, and I actually have a post on it, Ramble on Radio. I haven't done a post in a long time, actually, so there, I give you that, at least. If you go to rambleonradio.com, you'll see a post on it. But, yeah, if you want a really fancy-ass picture, and one of them's already sold out, the nicest one, I kind of said to my wife, ooh, I'd like this for Christmas. And she laughed. I wouldn't really, I don't really have space for it. To be horribly honest with you, I do not have space for it. The one I liked, the one in particular, it was from 1977. He's in his white suit. He's wearing sunglasses. He might have a scarf draped around him. He's kind of prowling towards the camera. And it's quite a nice picture. And it's already sold out. Like in the first day, it sold out. So you think, holy cow, who pays $1,000 for a photograph? Photograph I've seen 100 times, by the way. None of them were new to me. And the answer is somebody, apparently, because it's sold out. Not all of the previous 5 are sold out, but I think 4 of the 5 are. If you go to jimmypage.com, you can see that. So people buy them. People buy them. But there's still 4 available, and they are lovely pictures. And I'm sure it's a nice piece, but I wouldn't. I don't see me spending $1,000 on it, to be honest. But we'll get it. We'll get into that. We'll get into that. All right, let's go straight to the theme here. Today, this theme is, well, Christmas. It's my annual Christmas. I think this is the 3rd one I've done. Where, excuse me while I check my sound levels and stuff, but I've done this, yeah, definitely 3, maybe this is the 4th, where I just check, or I go through a list of stuff you might get for Christmas for a Led Zeppelin fan on your list. And, let us begin. Okay, I'm going to start with something that came my way this week, and it's not really Led Zeppelin, but I got 2 of these coming. It's all I'll say at this stage. But they are, it's an album art mount. It's actually a comic book display or an album cover display. And it's a plastic, it looks like it's plastic. Haven't got them yet. They are $6, so they're not outrageously expensive. And I'm bringing up the website too, so I can give you the address. The website is comicmount.com. Sometime this week, I will actually post these websites that I mentioned. Comicmount.com. All one. But it's like a plastic clip, and it's got a hook on top, hook on the bottom, and it opens and closes. And you can put an album in it and hang it on the wall. And it's got mounting information comes with it. You can also flip it over and use it like as a stand. So it sits in a V shape, or it sits straight up. And it'll hold, obviously, comic mounts. It'll hold albums. It'll hold books. It says 1 inch thick is the limit. And the idea is, if you have an LP frame now, it's a big black frame. This is a clear plastic, makes it look like it's floating on your wall. It's just hanging on your wall, like you taped it to the wall. Like I say, I have two coming. I will let you know in the next week or two how they are. But if you have a fan who's got some wall space, like I say, these are $6 each, and he will send them out very quickly. Mine got shipped within a few hours. And do me a favor, if you do it, let him know, because he's I kind of made contact with him through one of the websites, one of the Led Zeppelin sites, so let him know you're hearing about it from me. But it's a little, it'll mount albums on the wall. It'll mount your books on the wall, lightweight books. You probably could email him and ask him what, you know, will I have this or I have that, and what will it do? There are six measly dollars. It'll also hold it, set it up in the, so if you want to do something beside, I'm going to have one, I think, on my desk right beside my record player. So this is what I'm playing, you know, kind of a now playing stand. You can do that too. And I'll let you know, I'm going to let you know how they are. But I think these are very, very cool things. I could even take a picture and show you when the time comes. I might just do that. All right. Our good friend Dave Lewis has, for one, he has all his 2016 editions still sitting. You can still buy them. But he also has coming out early 2017, Type It Loose number 42. Not a lot of time between now and Christmas if you don't live in England to get an edition. But having bought, you could contact Dave, buy Type It Loose 42. And he's got a special edition cover. The cover is Robert Plant at Royal Albert Hall in the regular edition. And he's got a special edition Jimmy Page collector's cover. You could order both from Dave Lewis over at Tight But Loose. Let me bring that one up. tightbutloose.co.uk. You can order it. The Jimmy picture is kind of a cool one. And he covers all the news and all the... and everything else. It's a great magazine. It's an overwhelming sometimes magazine. Sometimes it's too much magazine. But yeah, if you have a fan in the house, he wouldn't have it on Christmas Day, but it'll be coming. Something to look forward to. And you can get it in his hands soon thereafter. All right, Jimmy Page Fine Arts. Fine Art Prints. There are five Fine Art Prints. I'm going to pull up the size on this one. Let me see. 16 by 20 each. Strictly limited to 50. Hand signed by Jimmy Page and the photographer. This is a collection of museum quality fine art photographic prints that has been produced by the highest standards to be framed and displayed as art pieces of art. They do not come with frames. You should note that. Each photographer closely with dark group with technicians. Official Jimmy Page Fine Art print is available now, sold individually from numbers 11 to 50 on the first come, first served basis. And the first 10 were, there was this kind of a special edition of the first 10. Oh, you know what the first 10 would be? The first 10 would be in the folio. So there's five of them. One is Chris Dreja, done by Chris Dreja. One, Janet Makoska, and that's the 1977 sold out. One, Neil Preston, 1977, and it's just him, just a headshot of Jimmy. 1983 by Tony DeFilippis, and it's holding with one hand after a song, holding the double neck guitar. And finally, one in 2015 by Claude Guessin, and £1,000 each. I don't know what the exchange rate is these days. £1,000 to US dollar. Let's see what is that, right? is $1,242. Or 1,656 Canadian dollars. How's that grab you? Holy cow. I'm going to go broke. So those are available if you really want to blow somebody away Christmas morning. That would do it. And you're a Led Zeppelin fan on your list. That would do it. You can also still get, I think, the scarves, the Jimmy Page scarves. I don't have them on my list. And they were $500 or $600 for silk scarves. I forget the name of the store. I mentioned it last year. Year before, maybe. But they were, yeah, they were kind of a cool thing. And they are, again, high-end. I can't remember the name of the store. Seen them in New York City, though. I did see them. Okay, the music. You can buy the CD or the LP of Train, Does Led Zeppelin, which was released this year. You will remember, and it's they recreate Led Zeppelin 2, basically. That's the band Train doing Led Zeppelin 2. And yeah, I've stumbled across the LP when I was making up this list. As well, of course, released just a few months ago, the BBC box set. You can get the deluxe edition, the LP, the CD, and it's well worth having. I got CDs and LPs. I didn't get the deluxe, but I got CDs and LPs. Really, really well worth having, I think. And of course, all the other deluxe editions, all the other remasters. And I have a bunch up there. I got five of them, I think. Mothership and Song Remains the Same are available on LP box sets as well. 4 or 5 discs. They re-released Mothership earlier this year, I think, although very quietly. I believe using the remaster tracks, though. So it's not the same as when you bought the CD. It's the new remaster tracks. And I say Song Remains the Same has its own box set from 4 or 5 years ago of LPs. And yeah, they're all good. Go to his Led Zeppelin shelf and figure out what ones he's got and go get them when he doesn't have. That's how you do Christmas. That's how you blow somebody away Christmas morning. A super deluxe edition of, I noticed you have 3 and 4, but you didn't have Led Zeppelin 2. So there's Led Zeppelin 2. And you can really impress with your knowledge of Led Zeppelin, which he doesn't think you have, by explaining to him that, and I made a point of not getting the Train Does Led Zeppelin. I made a point of getting the real Led Zeppelin, the super deluxe edition. Blow them away. Plus, you know, while we're talking about the music, excuse me while I stand, YouTube people, there's the 8 tracks, right? The 8 tracks. You can get those. And that works. Buy them an 8-track player and a set of Led Zeppelin 8-tracks. eBay is your friend, people. eBay is your friend. I think I mentioned this. I think I'm jumping ahead of myself here. You can also do the same with cassettes. You can do it with original LPs and a Crosley turntable. We'll get into turntables in a minute. There's also a bunch of singles. If you go on eBay and look up singles, you can get, 45 singles. Things like that. Just look up Led Zeppelin on eBay and you'll find all sorts of cool little things, which we're going to get to. But yeah, there's the Immigrant Song, Hey, What Can I Do? Single, always popular with the Led Zeppelin fan ladies. And how about this one? In Through the Outdoor came with 6 covers. It is, it appears to be the old Absinthe Bar in New Orleans. I was past it a few weeks ago. I didn't stop in. And afterwards, I knew that place from somewhere. But yeah, the old Absinthe Bar. And it's a fella sitting at the bar, burning a letter, and there's 6 people standing around the outside of the bar, and you see him doing what he's doing from their vantage point, from all 6 people, 6 different covers. So yeah, get digging, get for you. You got 10 days. Go find all 6 covers of In Through the Outdoor. You shouldn't have to go to more than 20 or 30 record stores to do that, and really blow away. And then See, now we're talking. Now we're thinking. Then you go for $6 a pop. You buy six album hangers. And that gives you a wall display. I'm going to do this. My wife's going to go, oh, God. I'm going to do this. It's a great idea. Then I'll hang all six of the In Through the Outdoor covers. Yeah, now we're on to something. There's books. There's a couple of books this year. Now, there's all the old books. There's always Mick Wall's book. I have them all behind me. Richard Cole's book. Richard Cole was on this program, a friend of this program, former road manager for Led Zeppelin for 10 years, came on this show, talked to us about Peter Grant. If you've never done it, buy his book. Buy his book for the Led Zeppelin fan and thank him for coming on this show that way. George Case has a Jimmy Page biography. But I got to say it, we had George Case on the show. So another guy you can thank for being on the show. But I really got to say it, you got to go with the No Quarter, Three Lives of Jimmy Page by Martin Power. Released this year. I can't get a hold of Martin Power to get him on the show. If anybody knows Martin Power, he wants to be on this show. Because then next Christmas I'll tell people he's a friend of the show and they should buy his book. But you should buy his book anyway. It's excellent. It's excellent. It really is. If you're on YouTube, I'm giving you the googly eyes to tell you it's excellent. As well, there is Led Zeppelin Gear by Jeff Strawman. Is just out, and you can buy it through his website. Don't. He's way behind on getting them out. Or something worse. But I firmly believe it's a more daunting task getting that than he thought he would be. But you can get them. You can get it through Amazon. You can also get it. I have a copy of it on my iPad. You can go to iTunes. It's $4.99 for Jeff Strawman's Led Zeppelin Gear. And it's a good book. Yeah, it's good. And now if you read the reviews on Amazon and stuff, some people have their issues with it. And they're not necessarily wrong. It's not a perfect book, but it's a good book. So far, I'm about, I'm through Jimmy Page in terms of the gear. So, that doesn't sound like much, but it's 200 pages on the thing. So it's probably about 40 or 50 or 60. I was 2 days reading it anyway, so it's a lot of gear. It covers almost everything. Imagine a lot of detail. Okay. While we're talking about the music, Live on Blueberry Hill, the bootleg. Go again. 15, 20 record stores, you'll find it. There's all sorts of bootlegs out there. There's the good ones, there's bad ones. The Destroyer ones from Chicago in 1977 tend to be good, quality-wise. There's some other good ones, quality-wise. But Live on Blueberry Hill is considered one of the true gems. It's just one of those nights when everybody was on. It's well-recorded. There's lots of different sources of it, actually, but the quality of the sound is decent. As you heard in the intro, if you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube and find Live on Blueberry Hill, you'll hear. And it's an excellent bootleg, and bootlegs are, you know, a music lover's friend. Once they got all the box sets, they need something else. You gotta keep the addiction going. You gotta keep scratching. Okay, so I'm on eBay and I found something I really, really want. So you could like get this for a podcaster who you're particularly fond of. Not that expensive. Really cool though. It was a tote bag. Just a bag, record-sized tote bag, four records. And it was the brown with the In Through the Outdoor, Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor stamp on it. It looked just like the cover, the outside cover for In Through the Outdoor. You get that and then go buy in the six covers to put on the wall with that bag. It would be so... Oh. There you go, right? I'm kind of jumping down here a bit, and there's a reason for it. I was looking at turntables, just to mention here. And Crosley has a number of turntables. Crosley makes cheap-ass crap turntables. They also have some slightly... They have a $429 one. They do these ones that look like they're old radios, and they're actually turntables, and they got CD, and you can... And most of their turntables, also, you can MP3-ify a song. And they range, from one and change to $300, $400, the Canon. Now, I've been told by people, oh, you don't play your records on one of those. They're garbage. They'll ruin your records. I've been told this. For one, most of my records are ruined anyway. I mean, let's face it. I had them when I was a kid. I was a teenager. We took them to parties. We spilled beer on them. We scratched them. I mean, but you know what? 30 years from now, and we had to do this to my dad 5 years ago, and it's a sad thing to do, and it's a painful for him to watch. Hopefully I'll be in the ground or something, but your house gets cleaned out by people not called you, not named you. Sooner or later, all those records I have over there, they're going to find themselves in the dumpster. Nobody's going to want them. I guarantee it. There's going to be a dumpster in the driveway with all my records and all my 8-tracks in it. So, just play the damn things. Put them on whatever turntable you got. Enjoy them. They're meant to be enjoyed, not to be savored and protected so that your descendants have something to sell when you're gone. Buy an insurance policy. Listen to the records. Easier for them all around. Telling you, they're going in the dumpster when the first chance they get. I guarantee it. They're going in the dumpster. So don't worry about playing them on a Crosley with the shitty needles and stuff. You're not ruining your records. You're not. They're not going to sound as great as if you've got a $2,000 turntable, with blah, blah, blah. I get it. And yes, over time, you may actually be wearing those grooves out. I get it. But I'm telling you, I have stuff from when I was 10 years old that I listened to like forever and ever and ever and ever and ever on worse turntables than these, and they still work. Trust me, you're going to outlive your records. 90% of your records, you're going to outlive them anyway. So don't worry about what you're doing. That's my theory. Now, you could be sitting there going, oh, he's driving me. Oh, are you kidding? If that's how you feel, that's fine. I get it. I do. But, you know, doing funny things and little things in life changes your view on a lot. And my view on having collectibles and having stuff to keep changed completely when we did my dad's house, because my mom collected all sorts of knickknacks, and my dad had tapes from the 70s, cassette tapes, and he thought, oh, these, you'll want these. These are valuable, Brian. You put them in the dumpster. My mom's knickknacks, dumpster. Everything just got thrown out because we didn't have time to deal with it properly. And anything we thought might have some value got put aside to be put in the dumpster later. And there was stuff of value that just wound up in the dumpster. And, you know, okay, there's some things, well, like this is a $300 Royal Dalton statuette. Somebody's got to take it. Okay, we'll take it. We'll find a spot for it at our house. 30 years from now, our kids will throw it in the dumpster. It really is that, you know, that simple. So anyway, yeah, Crosley's got all sorts of turntables. They got portable turntables. They got ones that look like from the 50s and 60s on legs, you know, one on legs. They have carry ones you can carry. They have one has a messenger strap on it. They have high end ones. That's Crosley. Crosley turn, and they're all sorts. They have Mickey Mouse ones. If you go to the record store, they have all sorts. You'll do great on Crosley turntables. But I did a little other looking too. I didn't want to leave it at that. So, and I found Audio Technica ATLP120 USB direct drive professional turntable. It's a USB turntable, plugs into your computer. It's a direct drive turntable, and it's $250. And it got rated. Let me see who I did it. Wirecutter.com rated it the best turntable. And see, it's a $500 turntable. It's now at $249. Plus $100 for shipping to Canada. Oh, we lose all around. Plus, it's in U.S. funds, so it is a $500 turntable for me. But that's a $500, $300 to $500 turntable for you. Audio Technica ATLP-120. It's a USB turntable, and it's not going to ruin your records. So depending on what you want to do, high end or low end, that's your options. And then here's the trick, getting a turntable. Then you go on eBay and you look up Led Zeppelin turntable slip mat. You know that round thing that, well, everything's round on a record player, but the record actually sits on what's called a slip. It's a piece of rubber so it doesn't move or slip around and it doesn't get marked. And there's one, there's a House of the Holy one, there's a Led Zeppelin 3 one, there's a Physical Graffiti one. All three are got, $20 in that range. Add that, throw that in the box, and now it's a Led Zeppelin turntable. And he's happy, 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 happy. I finally got something to listen to my deluxe edition vinyl on. You see how this works? I got to figure out where I am. I've jumped around a bit. In the last couple of years, Robert Plant's released a couple of things on CD, on LP. Can't get the 8-tracks. Sorry about that. The Band of Joy was probably 5-6 years ago, plus the Sensational Space Shifters CD, LP. You can also, by the way, buy a subscription to the streaming music service, to a streaming music service, Spotify or whichever, which now have Robert Plant's and the Sensational Space Shifters, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, on their service. So you can just buy that, buy it, so he can use it properly. Or Robert Plant's had a greatest hits CD about 10 years ago, '66 to Timbuktu. I don't know if it's available on vinyl. I'm sure it is, I guess. We talked about earlier this year, Radioactive was released as an EP, and it had a live version on this back, and it had something else. But it got played around with, they dance mixed it or whatever. Radioactive from The Firm, that EP is available out there. I picked one up this year. We talked about it earlier in the year. How about this? I found this, and I think it was on eBay. Yeah, on eBay. Done in 1990. Led Zeppelin, The Hermit, die-cast pin. So it's a pin. They call it a pin back, actually. I don't know why that is the phrase, but it's like a little pin that you. And it's got two backs on it, and it's just. Yeah, it's the Hermit. It's the guy from inside Led Zeppelin 4. It's a little die-cast pin, and that's $50 to $60 on eBay. And let's see. And it costs 1 7/8 inch, so 2 inches. Yeah, it's about that big. That's just a little pin they could put on there. That would be nice for somebody. It's a stocking stuffer, although a bit of an expensive stocking stuffer. I concede the point. If he's a guitar player, I keep saying he, but you know, Led Zeppelin fans can be girls. Guys, if your girl's a Led Zeppelin fan, you got to write everything on the list, everything. They did the Alfred Platinum Edition did a guitar series books, the tabs on all of their songs, all their albums. The books are about $25 a pop. I'm kind of looking to see if I have one sitting beside me. I have a couple of them. They're excellent. Excellent guitar books. That, excuse me while I look up here. No, I don't have one handy. They give all the music, all the tab, very high quality tabbing done, on all the songs. So pick their favorite album. Or you can buy a box of all of them. It's also available in bass. So if they're a bass player, they would love it. They would love it. Okay, Jimmy Page custom guitars. There are, through the years, there has been a number of custom guitars made for and with permission of Jimmy Page. There's a couple I didn't know about. I knew Gibson had done a couple. Gibson's done like all his Les Pauls. There's, I think, 3 or 4 Jimmy Page Les Pauls out there. I found one of the number 2 Les Pauls, which was the first series they did. was his number two. His 1959. He bought it in 72. But it was $10,000. There's also a double neck. They did a double neck, and I found one of those for $15,000. Getting pricey. Getting pricey, I get. But, you know, you do love the Led Zeppelin fan. Yeah. Not the Rolex, and we're happy, right? So getting down in price a little bit, there is a Dragon Tele. Jimmy Page, the first guitar he used with Led Zeppelin, the one he used with the Yardbirds, was a Telecaster with the dragon painted on it. It was handmade, hand-painted by Jimmy Page himself, actually. And they've recreated the Dragon Tele, Fender has. And I found one of those for $2,800. And then Dan Electro did a Jimmy Page model. And there seems to be a couple different, they've done different things with that. And you can go anywhere from, I found those for anywhere from $725 to $2,095. So, Jimmy Page action figure. I showed you mine earlier. I got this one. Comes with a Marshall amp with the Zozo signal on the cloth, the supposed cloth of the amp. It's plastic in this case, of course. And it's if you get one in the box, it's like $250 now. Yeah, $250 to $300 is what they cost. Out of the box, they're probably about $50, $75. There you go. There's your Led Zeppelin Christmas list for 2017. I've missed all sorts of stuff, I'm sure. But there you go. There it is. Now, I finish this one every time. I finish this one with this request. At this time of year, we also remember those a little less fortunate for whatever reason. There's a couple of charities that the members of Led Zeppelin are involved with. Jimmy Page with the ABC Trust, and it's about Brazilian children, I believe is the actual what the ABC stands for. But it's for Brazilian children living in poverty, and it's to help them get food, clean water, education, all the boring stuff. If you Google these things, Jimmy Page ABC, you'll come up with a page for it. In the States, it's run by J.R. Warner. Actually, there's a UK and then there's a US. J.R. Warner, who I've had the pleasure to meet. What a wonderful guy he was. When we went 2 years ago, when I was in New York to see Jimmy Page at the 92nd Street Y. Talking about his book and whatnot. J.R. Warner was one of the people I spent the evening with. Really nice guy. Robert Plant's involved with the Teenage Cancer Trust. It's Roger Daltrey's actual charity. It helps teenagers who get cancer. It helps all the things. And there is an American version of it as well. If you Google it all, you can find the information you need to make a donation to Robert Plant, or to the Teenage Cancer Trust as well. Robert Plant recently did the tour, the refugee tour, and I apologize, I can't remember the name for it. It's an Italian, name of an Italian town, which is where a lot of the refugees are arriving in Europe. But it's the charity involved in that was the Jesuit Refugee Services Education Initiative. Global Education Initiative, sorry. Jesuit Refugee Services Global Education Initiative. That's the charity. If you want to, Robert Plant supports that charity, toured on behalf of that charity, and if you want to donate to them, that's who you look up. And finally, I make my own request. The Wayne Foundation was founded by a wonderful, amazing young lady. I'm going to go with young lady by the name of Jamie Walton. Jamie, as a young girl, was seduced by an older man. A young girl, 14 years old, was seduced by an older man who turned out to be more than just a perv. Turned out to be, a pimp. In so many words, she was trafficked. She was transported monthly from Florida to Atlanta to have sex with paid partners. She was banged and gang banged for money, of which he got. She was, in short, a victim of sexual exploitation and commercial trafficking. And so she got out eventually, and over the years created this charity, the Wayne Foundation, co-founded by actor-director Kevin Smith, who I believe directed one of the Batman movies. I think he's also, I'm not so up on Kevin Smith. I think he's the guy from the Blair Witch Project, I think. And I believe he did one of the Batman movies, and thus the Wayne Foundation came from him. And it's just a direct, you know, from the Batman is where they got the name. And its mission is to provide victims of commercial sexual exploitation and domestic trafficking with means for leaving the sex industry. And over the last couple of years, they were looking for funds to build a safe house where victims could reintegrate into reality, for lack of a better phrase. And all that's required to help them reintegrate themselves, to get out of the industry, to get the counseling they need, to get the safe space that they need. And safe space is a kind of a really overused, absurd sometimes term these days. It's literally true in this place. These are people who need a safe space, to help them become functioning adults in society. And that's what this charity is about, and it's one that I've mentioned every year, and it's one that over the year I heard about many years ago. And she is, if you ever get a chance to hear an interview with Jamie Walton, she's amazing, and she's so I definitely got a crush going on with her. She's just so sweet sounding, and so positive for somebody who's been through what she's been through. And this is what she's doing, and she seems to be doing well in life, and she's trying to help other people do well in life who didn't get a good kick at it from the start. So that's the Wayne Foundation. Look it up. Do your research. Like, don't go on my word. Do not go on Jimmy Page's word. Do not go on Robert Plant's word on a charity. Do your research. But that's the one I'm offering as a recommendation. And that is it for episode 127 of Ramble On Radio, the only Led Zeppelin podcast. I want to thank you personally for another great year. There was a couple of times this year when I had a hard time getting this done, when I seemed to have run out of things to say. A couple of times I thought of going, well, I guess I'm done. And I'd actually get messages from people saying, hey, I need a new one. I need a new one. I want to thank you people who did that. sometimes I need my ass kicked, and that's a good ass kick. I just want to thank everybody who listens, though. If you take the time to listen to this, if you, I appreciate it. I really do. It's kind of a fun thing to do, and it keeps me busy, keeps me from staring at the TV and getting fat, which I would do if I didn't find other things to do, I'm afraid. So thank you so much for being there. Thank you for listening. You have a Merry Christmas, and this is going to be it until the new year, but I should be no problems getting something out early in the new year, first week of the new year. Merry Christmas to you all. Happy New Year. And thank you for listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 127. And once again, from live on Blueberry Hill, here's That's the Way. Thank you.
gonna let your hair hang down. I'm satisfied to sit here working all day long. You're in the darkest side of town. And when I'm out, I see you walking. Why don't your eyes see me? Another game to play. What did Mama say? Listen to me now.